B-Pod Studios.
Mike Reitzer joins us from Viking61.com. He joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Mike, thanks for doing this today.
Hey, guys, man. Really excited to be here. How y'all doing?
Good, Mike. I got a the biggest question I have for you is what's the biggest issue with the Vikings fans and Philadelphia?
Well, you know what? The truth of it is the Viking fans are a little bit of a cursed bunch. And I think you need to know right away is, you know, I was brought up outside the Philadelphia Valley when I was a kid. So, you know, being in Minnesota, there's a real dichotomy between Philadelphia fans and Minnesota fans. Answering your question is, you know, that NFC Championship game. We came down, scored the touchdown, and all of a sudden 38 unanswered. You whipped us. You know, what I think Viking fans really take issue with is, you know, celebrate the win. They're a little bit different, like I said, demographics when it comes to the attitude. But, you know, I'm looking at it. You can't deny that people are throwing beer bottles at a couple of people going to the stadium. I mean, celebrate the win. Minnesota's not going to throw cans and F-bombs and there's, you know how it goes. I lived out there. I was a Phillies, Flyers, 76ers fan. Unfortunately, always the Vikings out there. But I know you guys take it to passion, but whipping beer bottles is ridiculous.
All right, well, hold on one second, Mike. Right. Hold on one second, because here's where the pity goes out the window. And I hear you on civility, but this is when the Vikings fans come to Philadelphia and they want to gather on the steps of the Art Museum and do a skull chant and put purple panties on the Rocky statue. And I'm going to tell you something. I bore witness there's a street in Philadelphia called Passyunk Avenue, and I saw a bunch of them, Vikings fans, who were loud, obnoxious, and were asking for it. So, like, I got no pity for any of that, because you come into somebody's house and do stuff like that, you kind of deserve what you get.
You're 100% correct. I had no idea they're trying to put purple panties on the gargoyle or the lion. Okay, at that point, someone's going to come up and bump chests or call them some names. Some people do silly things like that. What I'm taking issue is because I heard you guys yesterday, and like I said, excited to be here. But, you know, we know about the Philadelphia fans. I lived in Chicago, the South Side. Some of those fans can get like that, too. If they're acting like jerks, then be jerks back to them. I think you're drawing the line. I think you guys will agree that you don't throw things at people. If someone's going to throw a punch, it's probably because a couple of people are drunk. I sympathize with, you know, Eagles fans. The thing about it is you guys won Super Bowl 52. Why can't you just hold on to that rather than being, let's face it, there's an element of anger when it comes to that Eagle fan.
Honestly, the issue comes from this whole band of, quite frankly, the Millie and all this other nonsense. Nobody cares about Minnesota people. I mean, really, nobody.
Right.
That's why it comes up is because of a group of like I read your post,
right?
And I was like, you know, I mean, I think you're like overly dramatic. I appreciate the fact as a writer, I appreciate the fact that you write plays. That's all you have my admiration. So that's a wonderful thing. I love the arts. So I give you credit there. But your blog post was borderline ridiculous. I mean, come on. Like, first of all, it's not the seventh ring of hell. And I didn't see one beer bottle being thrown. You want to say so? All right, I'll give it to you. But by and large, it was a celebration. I was at every celebration in Philadelphia, and it was not the seventh ring of hell. It was an outpouring of love. To me, those people in Minnesota are, they're kind of weak, W-E-A-K. Yeah. They're just weak people. I mean, I don't know what to say other than they're just weak. They're lame, too. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, Mike, my problem, too, is that they blame the Philadelphia fan, but they don't blame their team that scored 7 points on that Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. They're so focused on the Philadelphia fan and the fact that we didn't roll out a red carpet and hand them out ring pops when they got here after doing the skull chant on the Art Museum steps, and they haven't held their team accountable. To me, that's what's weak.
Well, I think that they're holding their team accountable. They don't hold the team accountable like you folks do. Matter of fact, the caller that I just, it's a tough act to follow, the caller I just came on afterward. I mean, that's a Philadelphia fan right there. You guys really breathe it. Now, getting back to Anthony's point about the article, obviously the brass knuckles is a little bit of a metaphor. We're having a little fun with this.
Yeah, but I thought it was lame. I mean, ridiculous. For, you know, I mean,
well,
come on, dude.
Well,
I mean,
listen,
come
on, bro. I'm watching. You got to, you said civility. There has to be some points for civility. You get on Twitter earlier in that post, you have more than one story of, you're talking about battery when you throw things. Purple panties aside, listen, I'm from the East Coast. I get it when it gets to being tough. There's women and kids and F-bombs and fingers. I mean, that's really the issue.
But that happens everywhere.
It goes on everywhere. Listen, I cover sports around the country. I've seen ill behavior everywhere. So stop making it out. This old cliche about Philadelphia. I thought the brass knuckle things was weak. I just thought it was weak.
I've been to
Minnesota many times. Yeah. Listen, I like Wisconsin. I think those people are nice. I think you're a little overly saccharine in the Midwest, but you know.
Anybody throw a beer can at you when you're going to the stadium?
Well, again, I was going in the capacity of a journalist, so.
Capacity, giving you middle fingers.
But what goes on in Oakland? What's going on in Denver? What's going on in San Francisco? There's been guys that have been killed and thrown off the upper level there.
Okay, so everybody's right for
no. None of that's right, though, Mike. But it's the perpetuating it. Like, this is the only place where ill behavior from fans takes place because of being overserved.
Oh, brother, you got to be unique.
I get your point.
Don't give me cliche.
But Jason, you're absolutely right. But the original point here was, what do Minnesota Vikings have against the Eagles? You say it goes on everywhere. It does. But listen, man, these people are a little bit more passive, a little bit more nicer, that upper Midwest thing.
Sure.
Coming out, it was a little bit of a... I got a comment, and I know you guys got to get rolling. I got a comment on the story. One of them, you know, it said, sad, pathetic. Hey, listen, we can throw words around. But the guy said he went to Minnesota, and he wasn't treated very well by Viking fans. I'm like, what, they not buy you a drink? It's a little bit different than having a beer bottle chucked at your wife. I mean, I ain't saying, I'm just saying.
Dude, how many times did that happen? You bring up the beer bottle 10 times. Yeah. Really? Because
I'm looking at Twitter right here. There's like 30 people F-bombs and throw them. And these people are just going to the stadium.
But again, when you poke the bear, like, we're not going to just pat you on the rear end and say, nice job, okay. You know, kind of going up on the rocky steps and then putting a loincloth on them.
Don't put purple panties in the art museum, and no one's going to throw a beer bottle at you. Okay, that's cool. Hey, listen, you guys are absolutely best. I enjoy your show. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good luck. Good luck on your play.
We'll see what happens. The name of the website is Viking 61. It's known as the V61. Hey, Sunday's going to be a great game. Best of luck.
I got one question for you.
Yeah.
You're from Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington and Newark. Yeah, when I was a kid. Yeah.
Well, how come you weren't an Eagles fan?
You know what? Because when I was, we were born in upstate New York. My brother and I, we came from a football family.
You have the accent.
Yeah. So listen. You know, Fran. I'm around your age, Anthony. So, you know. But here's the thing about Jason. We were the biggest Flyers fans of all time. So I'm really interested. You're the game host. I loved all Philly stuff. But like I said, even when the Eagles were playing at Oakland Raiders with the Polish rifle. We were rooting outside Philadelphia for the Eagles, but it's always just always been the purple and gold, just the way it is.
Okay. Well, you followed your passion out to Minnesota, brother.
Absolutely, yeah. Best of luck, you guys, and hope to hear from you again.
Hey, Mike, thanks for doing this, man.
For sure.
There he is. Mike Reitzer, Vikings61.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.